My name is John Erling, and today's date is November 4th, 2025. So, Gordana, would you state your full name, please?
Gordana Duca Heiliger.
Your birth date and your present age?
June 6, 1940. I'm 4 years older than D-Day, and I'm 85.
All right. We are recording this interview in the facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. So where were you born?
Altus, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your mother. Her maiden name, where she was born?
Lola Mae Mark Moore. And she was born in Chickasha, Oklahoma, and grew up there.
And her personality, how would you describe her?
Very outgoing, very very independent. My mother and dad were divorced when I was two, and she would not take child support from my father so that she could have control of me and when he saw me, etc. And she was the first woman manager of Dresser Industries.
What was that?
You know, I was trying to remember, some big politician was a big deal in Dresser Industries. And she had to, she was with Manning, Maxwell, and Moore here in Tulsa. And then they sold to Dresser Industries. So she had to move from Tulsa to Pineville, Louisiana.
Oh, your father's name?
Gordon Talbage Moore.
I was going to ask you about your name, Gordana. That's a little bit unusual. How does that come about?
Well, my mother named me after my dad and put an A on Gordon and got Gordana. She thought she was the original. But years, probably 20 years ago or something, we found out there's a Gordana in Italy, spelled the exact same way. And it was so sad because my husband and I were just a few miles from it. If we'd known about it, we would have gone there. And then my daughter found a Noritake china called Gordana, and it was spelled the same way.
How about that?
So, but mother never knew she wasn't the original.
But very rare, that's for sure. And then your father's name again? Say that again.
Gordon Talbage, which is a weird name, Moore.
All right. And where did he grow up and where was he born?
Chickasha, Oklahoma. They met there and got married there. And I spent a lot of time in Chickasha during the summer so she wouldn't have to pay a babysitter. I would go to my grandmother's because my grandmother stayed there the rest of her life.
And your father's personality, what was that like?
Compared to my mother, very dull. He wasn't sparkling. He was just, every day was another day, mm-hmm. so to speak.
What did he do?
Well, he did many things. He worked for Mistletoe Express for many years. He worked for a newspaper for many years. And, you know, when he moved to Wichita, Kansas, I don't really remember what he was doing there. Mm-hmm. But he was murdered.
Oh, really?
He'd retired and was driving a taxi. One thing he did like, being around people. So he took a job as a taxi driver and, you know, someone that was riding with him robbed him. And he fought the person robbing him and they killed him.
Wow. And this happened where?
In Wichita, Kansas.
But your mother and father were divorced.
Yes. But I kept up with my dad. I probably was better at keeping up with him than he was at keeping up with me.
But that was horrible for you to hear about that.
Oh, it was terrible. And bless his, he was married and she was a sweetheart. I helped her a lot after that and kept going to Wichita to see about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finally moved to her daughters.
Are you an only child?
I am.
All right. Let's talk about your education, your grade school. Where did you start school?
Whittier. Whittier Elementary, Cleveland Junior High, and Will Rogers And today is his birthday.
That's right.
High school. And I was in Central's district. And
Central High School District.
Yes, I was a half a block off, and I wanted to go to Will Rogers. And my mother was, I said, I'm going to change my address at the school and give them a Will Rogers address, and she was fine with it. And I think it was because she preferred to drive me to Will Rogers than downtown to Central. And so at the beginning of my ninth grade year, I worked in the office, and I went to my index card and changed my address. Towards the end of the year, many people changed their address because they wanted to go to Rogers. And they would check, they checked all of them out. And so many of them didn't get to go. But they didn't check me out because I had done it the beginning of the year. And when I was put in the Hall of Fame at Will Rogers, I confessed and told what I had done.
And too late now, wasn't it? For the
exactly.
What year did you graduate?
58, 1958.